Hello, everybody. Are you okay?
Yes.
Good. I'm very happy to be here with all of you at the 30th North Sea Convention. I was 10 years old when you did have the first convention, so I'm definitely impressed. I mean, at this time I was not drinking, but I know I was crazy already and self-centered and didn't like myself and thought I'm not belonging and this and that. So I'm very grateful to be here. So I'm going to share to the convention theme, as Mike said. This half, living a life of like half measures, to be honest, that was my lifestyle before I came into the program. I still have this tendency, but I was even, like when I took over the chair position for the convention, I was even a little bit afraid in the back of my head, like, oh, I don't know if I can do that, being the chair of this big convention and so on. But then luckily I was blessed with a great committee, and then it was even fun to do work to prepare the convention with everybody else. So luckily my higher power guided me. When I look back, before I came into the program, I always lived a life of half measures. In school, I only did the most necessary studying. So I did my A-levels, but not that good. Then the jobs I did, I just did the most necessary things because, I'm lazy too. So I was like, why should I do more than I have to? Also with being a mother, my daughter, she's not here right now, but she's at this convention. She's 14 years old now, and even being a mother, it's sad to say, but I used to do my job as a mother, also only with like half of my heart, and more time when she was young. I was glad when she was in bed so I could drink. And of course I played with her and read stories for her, but sometimes I was like, I wish I could drink now. Yeah, it go upon my nerves. So I even wrote her in my fourth step inventory. Also in relationships, I was in love, but more time I used the man to, or I got tired of them easily. I cheated, for example, not on all, but not only one time. And that was also like half measures, whatever. So I didn't care. Also with my friends, of course I cared for my friends, but not fully. It's like when I was drunk, I called them, I expected they listen to me because I have so much problems. Then sometimes when I was more in the in the other drunk mood, I called them and told them my theories about life. They had to listen because I'm so spiritual and I know what's going on. Even if they was not interested, I called them. I don't know. So that was very selfish too. Also my music, I always loved it to write my lyrics, but then I was, for example, too lazy to practice. But then I was jealous of other female reggae artists who are more successful than I. But it was always this half measure style, let's call it like that. And even things like daily life, things like paying my rent or my light bill, sometimes I just didn't care. I was like, I spent the money, I want to go party, whatever. So I nearly get, my landlord nearly put me out one time, but he's a nice guy, so I talked to him and this and that, because I didn't pay rent for 2 months or so, and then one time they nearly cut off my light in the house. I didn't care, but luckily I didn't end up without having an apartment. So when I came into the program, I struggled too with like until I was able to really, for example, do my daily routine with all of my energy. First, I was like, after I was ready to work the steps and I had a nice woman to sponsor me, I did the stuff. She told me like the gratitude list and calling people and so on, but I didn't really understand the sense of it. And I mean, I did it because I wanted to stay sober, but I didn't feel like joy with it, or I don't know, it was more like, okay, I have to do it because other way I drink. And I think I was sober, I don't know, 8 months. I was writing my 8th step, I think. And so that was more than a year because I took so long for my 4th step. Anyway, I had a program pause for, I think, 3 or 4 months. From one day to another, I stopped doing all the tools. No more just for today card, no more gratitude list. I stopped going to meetings. I didn't drink somehow, luckily, but it was hell again. Emotionally, I was in hell. I had, like in German we say Kopfkino, what is it, mind fuck, or how you call it? Sorry for the bad word. It was so strong. I was sitting on my couch in my living room all day, just thinking about people, and at this time my boyfriend or whatever, and I couldn't even on a washing machine. It was so, yeah, I was emotionally, it was same way worse as it was when I was drinking. And I didn't answer phone calls from AA people because, of course, AA fellows and fellas called me to ask where I am and this and that. I didn't answer. But then I saw one day a number called me. I didn't know it, so I thought, yeah, maybe it's a mother of a friend of my daughter. It was a fellow, and I never saved his number. And then I had to talk to him, and he said, yeah, what's going on? I told him, yeah, this and that. And he said, listen, I can't show up in the meetings again now because I didn't show up that long, and I let in my violent ex-husband at that time. So that was also a point in my head where I said, no, I can't tell nobody. I'm so weak. So he said, listen, it doesn't matter. You can come to a meeting any time. Everybody will be happy to see you. So that encouraged me. I went back to the meetings and was thinking about it. Then I changed the sponsor. And from then, I started doing my daily routine with all of my heart. I'm not perfect. Sometimes I'm lazy still, but there are things I really do them every day. It's the serenity prayer before I get up. It's the 3rd step prayer. My sponsor always say I do the AA roll out of my bed on my knees. The just for today card. Other stuff. I go to my home group once a week. And in the last 6 months, I got a little lazy again. I isolated myself again. And my sponsor told me in January, hey, what's going on? You're calling me so less. But the thing was, I didn't realize that. I was in my, in my own thing. It was a little bit half measures in the way of how I contact my sponsor, or how often I contact her, because it was like, yeah, come, it's not that bad. I don't need to call her. Maybe she's busy now, whatever. So I'm really grateful she woke me up with that because I don't want to, lose the sponsorship with her, or, I don't want to fall back into this living self-centered, doing everything on my own. It's no, because I know where it's gonna end one day, and I don't want to end up drinking again. And so sometimes it's not easy to practice these principles in all my affairs, but I'm doing my best, And I'm very grateful that I had the chance to share the story a little bit with you. I'm done. I don't know if that was too quick, but it's okay. Thank you.